The economic crisis has thrown into high relief cracks in the European Union. This week, we're looking at the EU 5 decades after its founding, and this morning, a defining ideal that's kept it together, its social support system. Some call it the European welfare state. Among EU nations, there is a shared belief that the government has a responsibility to care for its citizens. The European welfare system, largely put in place during the growth years following World War II, is now under enormous pressure, as Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Anders Dalsager and Margit Larsen are graduate students at the University of Copenhagen. Like all Danish students, they study for free and receive a monthly stipend equivalent to about $900 from the government. The couple is married, and today they're picking up their 2.5-year-old daughter, Astrid, from the campus kindergarten.
Hi.
Dalsager and Larsen say they were able to afford having a child, even though they don't yet have jobs, because the government also gives them a child care subsidy.
As a regular student, you get 5 years of support, and then if you have a child, you get the extra support from the government, 12 months if it's the mother, and 6 months if it's the father.
Oh no!
600 miles to the south, in Paris, Marie-Thèse David is also picking up a child from preschool. David immigrated to France from the Philippines 20 years ago. Today she works as a nanny. When David finally got her residency, it came with automatic coverage under France's extensive health care system. David says that has been a blessing because of her chronic asthma.
Mostly every summer I had to go to the emergency room because I can't breathe in the summer. They look after you until you're okay. For me, everything is free for medicine, doctors, hospital. It's nice to live here.
Both the Danish students and this Philippine nanny are supported by the European Union's generous social welfare system. While the model and level of benefits varies from country to country, as a general rule, Europeans enjoy free health care, long-term unemployment support, liberal vacation time, and solid maternity and child care benefits.
The European welfare system has been an important element of European identity and I would say one of the great comparative advantages of Europe, if not in economic terms, at least in social and human terms.
That's Dominique Moisy, political analyst with the French Institute for International Relations. Moisy says the welfare state has provided a buffer against the economic crisis, protecting Europeans from the kind of suffering Americans have gone through. That may be true, says Nicolas Doze, an economic commentator with a popular French business channel. But without major reforms, Doze says the European Union will not be able to maintain its vision of a kinder, gentler way of life.
Our social system in France alone has accumulated more than 100 billion euros in debt, and it just isn't viable anymore. Today it survives thanks to one thing, France's AAA credit rating and our ability to keep borrowing to pay for the social programs.
Doze says the Greek debt crisis has pushed European governments to do more to reduce spending in the last 10 weeks than they have in the last 10 years. The markets have put a revolver to our head, he says. Indeed, governments from Germany to Spain are pushing through austerity plans and spending cuts to try to reduce national debts and rein in public spending. But these reforms are being met with resistance, and not just in Greece. Germans are angry about cuts in social spending. And in France, hundreds of thousands of workers have taken to the streets in recent weeks to protest President Nicolas Sarkozy's plans to raise the retirement age from 60 to 62. The French government says workers must stay on the job longer to keep the state pension system afloat, but protesters here say there is plenty of money if you tax the bankers and stockbrokers instead of bailing them out. François Coudeur began working at the age of 17, laying underground cable in hazardous conditions for state-run France Telecom. The company has since been privatized. Coudeur says the rules of the game changed mid-course, and it's the workers who are paying the price.
We came into the company with a clear contract to work 40 years and retire. Now the closer we get to retirement, they say, no, you need to go a little longer. Will they keep adding years? If it's all to retire into a hospice or a wheelchair, what's the point?
A large percentage of social spending in the European Union goes toward supporting labor market policies like unemployment benefits and pension systems, says economist Willem Ademo with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
With the dynamics of aging population and the increase in life expectancy and with the financial pressures, raising retirement ages is going on across many different European countries.
Another problem for the EU, says Ademo, is the rigidity of its labor market, which has inhibited the economic growth necessary to sustain the welfare state. Growth in the eurozone is only expected to reach 1% in 2010, compared to 3% in the U.S. Denmark and its Nordic neighbors have the most extensive cradle-to-grave protection systems in the European Union. They also pay the highest taxes. But the streets of Copenhagen bustle with well-off and happy-looking people. Denmark also has one of Europe's lowest unemployment rates, around 5%. That's largely because of a system called Flex Security that gives employers the freedom to hire and fire, while the state supports laid-off workers with generous benefits and training.
We have a very dynamic, innovative business sector, but it's facilitated and enabled by strong public institutions.
That's Lars Bo Kaspersen, director of the Center for Business and Politics at Copenhagen Business School. Kaspersen says the Danish Flex Security model, which is admired by other EU nations, is being tested by the current crisis. Danes and other Europeans say they have faith in their social welfare systems, but there is a realization across the EU that sacrifices must be made to preserve the European social model. The one thing that no one seems to want is an American-style, mostly private system. Europeans looked on in horror when American retirees lost their life savings in collapsed pension funds and the unemployed lost their houses and health care. So Europeans are doing their best to keep their system afloat. Jacques Attali is advising the French government on ways to rein in health care spending.
We may be very proud of our system, and we have not the slightest intention to change it, and we can afford it. What we have to do is just to have a small adjustment of 1% of our GDP. 1% of our spending is not a lot of money. We will do it.
But not everyone is so sure. The European Union, say Europeans, was built on three pillars: peace, growth, and a shared social vision. If one of those pillars collapses, how long will the other two remain standing? For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.